This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Joining us now to get into all of it with his weekly matchup segment from the Locked On Steelers podcast and a newspaper that'll be closing in May, Chris Carter. Hello, Chris. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Adam. How are we doing?
Good. I'm sorry about the last thing that I said, but I don't feel like mentioning the newspaper because I'm very mad at the owners there. So I wanted to throw that out there. And I know you'll land on your feet. You already have, because the Locked On Steelers podcast is one of the most popular Steelers news and opinion disseminating pieces of media that there is.
Well, one thing I do want to say, as we've been having meetings we had meetings yesterday. I wouldn't say don't give up on the Post-Gazette just yet. There are many of us who are going to fight as much as we can to keep open the city's paper of record. Many of us as journalists, from the sports department to our local department, from all across, we believe there's something to fight for. And as long as we have a paper to fight for, we're going to fight for it. So if you want to join us, support us in every way you can, share our work, subscribe to us, share the good work that you enjoy there. So if you're one of those people, we appreciate your support, but we're going to keep fighting here, Adam.
My man, I'm really happy to hear that. We got you on right now. We got Jason Mackey at the bottom of the hour. So many of the paper that, again, I'm not going to name, representatives, writers have joined us and lent credibility to our station over the course of the last 15 years. So we appreciate that. All right, Chris, you're on the Fan Hotline, brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I want to get, of course, into Texans v. Steelers, and that's what we're going to talk about for the majority of this year's segment. What would the Steelers be missing, though, if Arthur Smith took the Titans job? I think it would be a big loss, man.
If Arthur Smith left, one, he had indicated yesterday he's not leaving. He can't even interview until three days after the next game, the Texans game. So, like, that's not going to happen. But if Arthur Smith left the Steelers, it won't happen until after the season's over. But it would be very interesting to see what that would be like moving forward, because I think a lot of that is going to the biggest impact of that is if Aaron Rodgers does want to come back next year, he probably wants to run the same offense. Like, he's not trying to learn a new offense for a second straight year, really a third straight year, because he'd been with the Jets the year before. And I think that's the big thing that you could run into there is if Arthur Smith goes, does Aaron Rodgers want to come back? Because it sounds like he does when you look at, you know, just the way he's been talking, the way he's being protected by this offensive line, the way this team's playing. And I think he likes this team. I think he likes this organization. The ways that he talked about Mike Tomlin, said he just, you know, he hopes to shut people up about him. He's fired up about playing here. And I think that if Arthur Smith goes, maybe he thinks about it twice because he's like, I don't know if I'm trying to learn a whole new thing over here, but maybe not. But I think if Arthur Smith goes, there's also a lot of really good OC candidates out there. I think a lot of people are pointing to Mike McDaniel. I'd also be looking at Kevin Stefanski.
Heck yeah.
You know, and then But there's also younger minds out there that have that are quarterback coaches or pass game coordinators or run game coordinators. All those things need to be taken into consideration. So I think if Arthur Smith goes, the biggest thing is it'll draw Aaron Rodgers' return even more into question. It's not even a definite right now, but I think it would even further impact those chances.
Chris Carter joining us from the Locked On Steelers podcast. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Stumbled upon a stat from Matt Williamson of Steelers.com. He writes on Twitter, the Texans allowed a league low 5 yards per attempt on passes below 10 air yards and were one of two defenses with more interceptions, 8, than touchdowns allowed on such passes. They allowed a 39.8% success rate on underneath throws, one of just 3 defenses in the last 10 seasons to hold opponents below 40%. Is this a terrible matchup for the Steelers offense?
It can be if they play into that. The Steelers have to find a way to avoid playing into their hands. And I think there is a way to counter that, because on the flip side, look at their deep passing numbers or the deep pass defense numbers. The Texans have allowed 21 receptions on passes that target players 20 yards or deeper, and 759 yards. They rank 19th and 21st in defending the deep ball in receptions and yards. They've allowed 5 touchdowns on deep targets. That ranks 17th in the NFL. And then also, they are 31st in the NFL on defending 3rd and 7 or longer. They have given up a lot of big plays. They rank 18th in explosive pass defense. This is a chance for Aaron Rodgers to see behind what they're doing when they're sending the heat. You got to find it. You got to be able to read it. You got to see it coming. And I think there's something to what Mike Tomlin said. He said, this defense does not try to split the atom. And what he means by that is they know they're good. They know they're talented. They're going to be straight up like, we're blitzing and you can't stop us, or we're running this and you can't stop us. And if Aaron Rodgers can see through that and find the weak spots structurally in those defenses and hit those weak spots, and I think Pat Freiermuth, I've been saying it for a while, he could be a big factor in the game. He could be a huge factor in this game, because those outside corners are nasty in the Texans, but the nickel corner, some of the safeties, linebackers, I think there's some weak spots to be hit there. And if they can hit on some deep balls in this game, that's the kind of stuff that can soften up that underneath coverage and open up, more space for Jaylen Warren and for Kenneth Gainwell. Because also, the Texans, one thing they also do is they miss a lot of tackles. And so if you're able to spread them out, they gang tackle a lot when they get a lot, they fly to the ball, and so they have a lot of guys around. But if you're able to hit those deep shots, it's going to force some of those guys to back off a little bit and not be as aggressive as attacking underneath. And I think that's going to be a big key for this game. That's why it's huge they're getting DK Metcalf back. It's going to be huge that if they can hit Pat Freiermuth and Aaron Rodgers, he's got to see through it. He's got to be accurate. He's got to hit their shots. And when the Steelers get them, they got to take advantage of them. Because if they do, that's the balance that can throw off this defense.
We're going tit for tat and stat for stat here, Chris, because yesterday I uncovered that the Texans are 13th worst in the NFL in giving up reception yards to running backs. Which is an area where the Steelers obviously have thrived with Kenneth Gainwell in particular. Chris Carter joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. If you were D'Amico Ryans, would you have Derek Stingley follow DK Metcalf? Is that something that they typically do, or are they a left-right kind of unit? And then I'll do a two-parter here. Does JPJ chase around their number one wide receiver, Nico Collins?
I'll tell you what. I don't know if they're a team that switches. That's not something I've studied just yet in looking at the Texans. But if I'm the Texans, both Lassiter and Stingley have been nasty this year.
Nasty.
And Aaron Rodgers is much. I mean, even their safeties, like Caleb Bullock, they have 4 dudes with 4 interceptions in that secondary. So I think they'll be willing to pass guys around and to do that. But I think the thing is that when they do that, it's going to be about, hey, what does Aaron Rodgers see? Are they in zone? Are they given inside leverage in the man? Are they given outside leverage in the zone? And if they are, where can I hit these guys? Where are they trying to keep me from seeing? And I think that's what's going to be the difference in some of those matchups, is can Aaron Rodgers see through how they're setting up their coverages in those spots up? Because these guys are smart. They're aggressive. They're talented. They're smart. Derek Stingley is phenomenal. Kamari Lassiter's also been phenomenal. Like, that's the crazy part, is that Stingley, I think, you know, has been on a pace where a lot of people, because he's a high first round pick, people saying he's the best corner in the league, but Lassiter is also playing at a very high level. But to your point that you also brought up there, so is Joey Porter Jr. He has been locking people down. If I'm the Steelers, I say, yeah, take away Nico Collins. You're our ace here. This isn't, you know, 2023 anymore, or 2024, where he's figuring out, oh, maybe I can cover Mike Evans. Maybe I can cover the, nah. Take away the number one guy. But the Steelers have also been confident in James Pierre, who's healthy and ready to go in this game. I think it's a situation where both teams have two outside corners that they're confident in taking guys away. So I think for the sake of disguising things and making things harder on both quarterbacks, they're going to flip-flop around a little bit. They're going to say, okay, which matchup do you think you want? And then which matchup do you think you want that we're actually disguising? Oh, there's going to be safety help over here. This guy's going to have some backup over there. This is going to be a game where I think Terrell Austin has to be in his bag a little bit. To one, shut down the run, which isn't that great. When you look at the Texans run game, they do rank 13th in rushing yards per game, but they rank 28th in yards per carry. So it's a volume thing. It's Najee Harris like, for those who might remember the Steelers the last few years, where they had a very high volume of carries, but not a lot of yards per carry. And I think that's partially about this offensive line. This has to be a game where the defensive line takes over. They've got to shut down the run and force C.J. Stroud in uncomfortable situations, because he hasn't exactly been great when he's been forced into tight spots. And that's where I think the Steelers defense can try to create turnovers of their own.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One briefcase. One moment. Could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
I do feel pretty confident the Steelers will shut down the run. They've given up 73 yards on the ground on average the last four games. Apart from the one carry to Derrick Henry, they were really good against him. And part of that is just staying off the field. The offense monopolizing the football, kind of a big deal. Yeah, Woody Marks averages 3.6 yards per carry. I want to go back to what you said about attacking downfield against Houston, Chris. And Chris Carter is our guest. Do you think that the pass pro can hold up against those edge rushers enough to be able to push the ball down the field consistently?
I think so. I think these guys have proven themselves. I think Troy Fautanu has played extremely well. I think Dylan Cook's played extremely well. I think you're seeing chemistry between Zach Frazier, Mason McCormick, Isaac Seumalo, and all those guys. They're healthy. And that's the other thing, is that they were healthy last week. They're healthy this week. I think this crew has shown it. I think also you're going to see help from Freiermuth, from Jonnu Smith, from Gainwell and Warren. All those guys have been really solid at that. And Mike Tomlin, you know, he kind of pointed it out when I asked him this week in the press conference. He said, you know, what about what happened with the Browns? And he was like, you know, everyone keeps saying that we did something special to Myles Garrett. We did the same thing we did when we beat them 23-9. And he was right, because I pointed that out myself. But my thing was, you know, hey, just preparing for this team, this isn't just Myles Garrett. This is Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter. This is two deadly edge rushers. But I think the Steelers, they've gotten really good tackle play. Aaron Rodgers has been seeing them coming. I think there's a chance here. And Aaron Rodgers has been dealing with the pressure, I think, pretty well when the past few games, I think earlier this year you saw when the Bills and the Chargers really got after him, it became a problem. But I think that he has learned how to mitigate that a little bit better. And especially now that he has DK Metcalf back, I think he'll be more comfortable taking some shots and giving his players a chance to be playmakers. On the flip side, CJ Stroud, when he's kept clean, he's very good. 14 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, completes 71.8% of his passes. When he's under pressure, he doesn't even complete 50% of his passes. 5 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. He's very there. And also, you look at the amount of times he has not been blitzed that much this year. He's been blitzed about 34% of his dropbacks on the season, and he has only 3 touchdowns to 2 interceptions when the heat is sent his way. The Steelers have to force them in situations where they can afford to be aggressive and trust that they can get home. And so I think that's a big place where the Texans, they've won a lot of games because their pass rush can get home and disrupt what an offense can do. This has got to be a game where T.J. Watt, Nick Herbig, Alex Highsmith, Cam Hayward, Keanu Benton, Derek Harmon, those guys, Patrick Queen too, because he's a good blitzer. This is a group that this is a week. Disrupt that young quarterback, get him to panic in the cold and in a tight game.
Chris, you know I'm a big fan of yours personally and professionally. I'm happy to hear that you and others are pushing to keep the paper of record alive in this town. I can't wait to talk to you next week. Hopefully we're previewing another game, man. We always appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me, Adam.
You're the man. Chris Carter of the Locked On Steelers podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.